here's a story from The World.
Returning to our coverage of the Juneteenth celebration, over the past few years, understanding and recognizing the day has steadily been increasing, and not just here in the U.S. The World's Rebecca Canther in Shanghai spoke with Black Americans in China about marking this important holiday far from the place where it started.
Ayana Najuma is an American teacher working in China. She moved here 4 years ago, after 15 years working in Cincinnati public schools. She says she has no intention of returning.
I am safe as a brown person in China. You know, of course, there are CCTV cameras everywhere, monitoring our comings and goings. And so that allows me a great deal of comfort. Chances are no one is going to try to harm me.
Najuma says she's enjoying her time here, but it can feel isolating. The city she lives in, Hefei, has more people than New York City. But Najuma says she can count on one hand the number of people she's seen who look like her. That's why this weekend, Najuma is traveling almost 300 miles away to Shanghai to join one of China's first Juneteenth celebrations. Najuma says she celebrated the holiday as a child at barbecues her mom helped organize. This will be her first time celebrating in China.
I'm looking forward to getting some real serious hugs. Just those deep, soul-grabbing hugs.
Some of the organizers of Shanghai's Juneteenth celebration actually didn't grow up observing the holiday. Bruce Robinson and his wife Tess came to Shanghai 15 years ago on a one-year assignment and ended up staying. Now he works as an executive coach here.
You can find your community and you can recreate that Black experience even outside the United States.
Before the pandemic, he organized a Black men's group, a kind of barbershop group for networking and mentoring. But they haven't met in person for over a year now. He says as China recovers from COVID-19, the time is ripe for a return to in-person gatherings.
We get a chance to come together and celebrate our heritage, even though many of us are not able to return home. Some people haven't seen their loved ones for over a year. And I really think people are looking for that sense of community.
He and the other organizers thought a Juneteenth celebration might be a way to grow the Black business network here. Black-owned businesses will be at the event selling their products and services.
There's an entrepreneurship by example and of recycling Black dollars, if you will, through commerce.
Fellow organizer William Fraser first came to Shanghai 20 years ago. He put down roots here, married a Chinese woman, and started his own business. Even though he's never actually celebrated Juneteenth before, he says he hopes this will become an annual celebration with music, art, and culture.
In essence, we want to bring the feeling of Juneteenth in the U.S. that I've never really experienced. We want to bring it here. In other words, we want people just let their hair down.
And that is what people like Ayana Najuma hope to do on Saturday.
We are going to love on each other, because we know we're all that we have in this moment in time that we get to share together.
She says, we will come as strangers, but we will leave as family. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.